Welcome back to our program. Today we are also speaking live from Afghanistan with Hospital Corpsman Third Class Jeffrey Whitson, who is in one of the Navy contingent at Camp Leatherneck in Afghanistan. And Corpsman Whitson, thanks for being with us today.
Oh, not a problem. My pleasure.
Tell me a little bit about what you do there as a hospital corpsman.
For the most part, my job is to take care of the Marines, as well as do some of the coordination within our tactical air control center, controlling medevac assets, but really just here in case anybody needs anything medically wise, and that's pretty much about it.
Okay. As you are, I understand you're out of Camp Lejeune. What are you attached with back at when you're back here?
I am with the Naval Hospital at Camp Lejeune, and I worked in the internal medicine clinic there, just seeing some of the pulmonary patients that come back.
Well,
that's a good working place. I enjoy it a lot, and can't wait to get back.
Yeah, you probably see some changes. They're undergoing some changes back at the hospital. I think these days they're having some pretty big renovation plans and some other new things that are being added on the last year or so, too. So since you, how long have you been deployed there at Camp Leatherneck?
About 7 months.
And when are
not
you
too long, but long enough.
Yeah. And when are you due to come back?
About a month or so, I should be back.
So it's a pretty short time. Hospital Corpsman Third Class Jeffrey Whitson, our guest here, as we talk about what's going on there at Camp Leatherneck. How many corpsmen are do you have any idea how many corpsmen are also there at the camp?
Hundreds, actually. It's a good-sized base. A lot of action going on. So I know with the wing specifically, we probably have 30 or 40 corpsmen just spread out throughout the flight line and such.
Right. What is a typical day for you like there?
It's usually about a 12-hour day. Come in and take care of the morning situations. Somebody needs anything when we first come in. Kind of have a sick call hour. Then eat and come back, get everybody ready to... Right now we're getting everybody ready to go home.
Right.
Okay. And it's a wrap.
Corpsman Whitson, tell me, where did you grow up and how did you come to join the Navy?
Well, I... Actually, I'm from a Navy family. My father was in the Navy, and I was born in Charleston. Lived quite a while in Hawaii, which was a great time. And then joined the Navy out of Vidalia, Georgia. I joined the Navy kind of because I had the background in it already with my father.
Sure.
And then also to get some college and kind of get it in the direction of the medical field, which I enjoyed while I was in high school. So
how long have you been in the Navy now?
Almost 3 years.
So, wow, we're really pretty new at it. Do you see this as something you want to stay with for a while?
Yes, I have nothing that would deter me from staying in the Navy. Enjoy everything that I do, and I get a lot of great opportunities I wouldn't have gotten otherwise. And the environment, granted, it is Afghanistan, but it could be a lot worse. So,
is this your first deployment?
It is. And
well, one of the things we always like to ask somebody, especially on their first deployment, is tell us about the food. How's the food holding up?
I thought it was going to be MREs, but we actually had a pretty good trial over here, considering the other option. So, I would like, I don't know, a decent steak, but could be worse.
Have your whole Navy life so far in these past 3 years, have you been working with Marines? Have you been assigned to a Marine base?
I'm at Lejeune, but I'm actually at the Naval Hospital, which is technically a
right.
Navy command.
Yeah.
And then they lent me out to the Air Wing. So I'd say the last year or so I've been with the Marines. But other than that, it's all Navy.
Well, you had a chance to travel around, obviously, with your father in the Navy. Then you were in Hawaii and in South Carolina and other places. Do you anticipate that as well? You'll probably be moving around in the Navy now?
Yes, I do. I'm actually set to move up to Norfolk and be attached to a ship here shortly upon our arrival.
All right. Then you get to learn a little bit about the Norfolk area, too, which is a great area there. I used to live there. So, and it's a great Navy town, a great Navy facility there, too. So and when will that happen?
Middle of next year. Well, I guess this year now. June or July time frame. And I'll get to see the actual Navy that everybody thinks of on ships.
Right. So what do you miss most about being back at home, though, at Camp Lejeune?
Just being around friends and family and being able to kind of go as you please. Freedoms.
We've had a lot of people express some things that they would do when they first got back. So what about for you when you first get home from this deployment? What do you think?
I'm ready to get back to the beach. I'm a pretty avid surfer, so that's going to be start warming up about that time. And, catching some waves.
Yeah, there you go. Where do you like to go surf? And on the East Coast, it's not quite like Hawaii, but where do you like to surf here?
Right. I go up to Atlantic Beach a lot and Emerald Isle. But if I went down to Florida, I'd enjoy their waves a little bit more.
Yeah, maybe so. But you can. We do have some good surfing every now and then around here, and also around Wrightsville, too, if you have a chance to try that out. But that's great. That's good to hear that. And then as you head up to Norfolk, though, you know, that's going to be a little different. I don't think you're going to find much. It's pretty flat off of Virginia Beach.
Yes, it is. That's why they give me leave days so I can go catch them somewhere else.
Catch them somewhere else. That's right. Again, we are talking to Hospital Corpsman 3rd Class Jeffrey Woodson, who is attached to the 2nd Marine Aircraft Wing forward out of the Naval Hospital at Camp Lejeune. Again, you mentioned about getting some college. Have you been able to continue with some education over the last 3 years?
I have taken a few classes. Getting deployed kind of put a little damper on those things, but we still have the ability out here to do college courses. Haven't quite decided what exactly I wanted to do yet, but.
And have you been able to also stay in touch with some family back in the States?
I have. We have, where I'm staying, we have Wi-Fi, and the Marine Corps, you know, has made that available for us. And we also have our phone centers, so pretty easy to get in touch with them.
Yeah, pretty amazing technology. Your father would probably be pretty amazed, I would imagine, that you can Skype back to the United States and actually talk to people and see them face-to-face.
Right, yeah. I remember him sending videos home when I was younger, and that was the way we would talk to him, was through videos.
Yeah, and that was the cutting-edge technology
times
at the time. Yeah, times have definitely changed since then. Again, as we talked with Hospital Corpsman 3rd Class Jeffrey Woodson, as we finish up here, just a little bit about your deployment there, working with the Marines. You feel like you've learned anything from them, they've learned from you, or you have a new respect, a new relationship there?
Absolutely. They work a little bit different as the Navy side. It's nice to see their motivation, very motivated, and kind of take us under their wings and really take care of us. That's
okay.
Really what I could take away from them.
All right. Again, we want to thank you for talking with us. Hospital Corpsman, Third Class Jeffrey Whitson, just 3 years into the Navy and working out of the Naval Hospital at Camp Lejeune with the 2nd Marine Aircraft Wing Forward at Camp Leatherneck in Afghanistan. And hurry back, Corpsman, and we look forward to having you back here, and thank you for your service.
Oh, thank you, and I'll try.
All right, Corpsman, that'll do it for us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Thanks for being with us. And we'll see you when you get back to the States, and maybe the surf will be up when you get here.
All right.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Bye now.